The majority of hospitals in the U.S. are nonprofit, meaning they get tax breaks in exchange for giving free or low-cost care to people who couldn't otherwise afford it. Nonprofit hospitals get billions of dollars in federal tax breaks to provide this care. But a recent analysis by the Wall Street Journal finds that nonprofit hospitals provide significantly less charity care than their for-profit counterparts. Anna Wilde Matthews is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal covering healthcare. She's also originally from Wisconsin. Anna, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
You looked at the tax write-offs for charity care of nonprofit and for-profit hospitals. We gave away a little bit of it, but what did you find?
Well, we used filings that the hospitals make with the federal Medicare agency, and what we did is looked at the amount they were spending on so-called charity care or financial assistance for patients to help them pay for their care, and we looked at that compared to their revenue, so we could figure out sort of how much of their revenue was basically going toward helping their patients afford care, and we found overall the numbers were pretty low. The percentages were pretty low. For the nonprofits, it was about 2.3% overall in aggregate of patient revenue. For the for-profits, it was actually a bit higher, 3.4%. And then for government hospitals, it was actually the highest at 4.7% of revenue.
Is that difference in percentage significant?
Well, one might feel that all of them are a pretty limited slice of the total revenue, but yes, if you look at the difference between 2.3% and 3.4%, you know, that's a substantial difference.
Sure, when you're dealing with billions of dollars. You also looked at how much hospitals actually spent on the charity care, and you found again that nonprofit hospitals come up short against for-profit hospitals. What are those numbers?
Well, we looked at it just in a percentage form because obviously the dollar amounts will vary depending on the size of the hospital. But we did look at some sort of specific hospitals where you could see the numbers. One prominent one, for instance, was Stanford Healthcare, which we've all heard of out in California. They were spending 0.5%, 0.5% of patient revenue. That translates into $19.5 million of financial assistance, which seems like a lot, and it is, but their patient revenue was $4.18 billion, and its net income was $306 million, which was 15 times the amount that went out on charity care.
So we're talking with Anna Wilde Matthews, who's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal covering healthcare. And federal regulations give these nonprofit hospitals leeway to decide who gets the financial aid. So it's different from hospital to hospital. What did you find about how nonprofit hospitals set those requirements to get help?
What we found and what we heard from experts and advocates is that it really does vary quite a lot, and patients really have no idea when they go to a hospital what the standards are going to be. Hospitals typically do have income cutoffs, and they usually do that as a percentage of the federal poverty levels. So some hospitals may give 100% write-offs to people who are making 200% of the federal poverty level or 300%, but some may only give it to people making 100% of the federal poverty level. And then in addition to the income cutoffs, hospitals have all sorts of other things. Some want to look at your assets. So do you have things that you own, a house? Do you have maybe a retirement account? They'll look at that, and that will figure into whether they feel you should get financial assistance. They can also look at other non-financial things. So some, for instance, want to look at your immigration status and ask if you are a green card holder or a citizen. And if not, perhaps you won't be eligible. They also will look at your insurance status. Some will not give financial assistance to people who have insurance, even if they have limited insurance that leaves them with substantial out-of-pocket bills.
How does that affect patients?
Well, we found that some patients who really felt they couldn't afford bills yet were not eligible or could not obtain financial assistance. So it does seem to leave some patients who can't afford to pay what they're being billed without assistance to help. You can see in this country there is a substantial amount of medical debt. Obviously, that comes from all sources, not any, not only nonprofit hospitals and not only hospitals, but the estimates out there from different types of research show that the amount of medical debt in collections estimates range from $88 billion to $140 billion. So clearly there are a lot of people in the U.S. who are being hit with medical bills that they can't afford.
What are resources that people can use to see if they're eligible for that financial assistance or maybe get help with medical debt?
So nonprofit hospitals are required to have a financial assistance policy, and it is supposed to be on their website and easily available. So if you've gone to a nonprofit hospital, you should be able to find a financial assistance policy on their website. You should be able to call and get a copy. You should be able to read through it, and it should tell you how to apply and what's required. For other types of hospitals, typically they do have financial assistance policies. Sometimes you need to ask for them, and maybe they might not be on the website clearly available, but they typically do have them. There are ways to get help. The financial assistance process is not always easy or simple or intuitive. So there are advocates that folks can turn to for help. A lot of legal aid folks, they may be able to help, or at least if you get to the sort of a legal proceeding, they might be able to help. There's a nonprofit called $4 that works with a lot of patients who are seeking financial assistance on their hospital or medical bills. And there are a lot of just sort of private advocates and other nonprofits out there if you look.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that information. And I know there's more in your reporting. Anna, we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anna Wilde Matthews is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal covering healthcare. She's talking to us about her analysis, finding that nonprofit hospitals spend less on patient financial assistance than their for-profit counterparts.